me on the phone now, former Ingham County Circuit Court Judge Michael Harrison, attorney with the Foster Swift Collins and Smith Law Firm in Lansing. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing awfully well. I wanted to follow up with you. The last time we spoke, you told me about this story and wanted to wait just a little bit to talk about it. And there was a great article written in the Lansing State Journal about the plight of Libyan students who were enrolled in a diplomatic training program here at Michigan State University. And things are turning pretty dramatic for these students at this point.
Well, that is very true. And the big question is their ability to remain and finish their degrees.
Well, and to give a little bit of the backstory, they were here in this diplomatic training program, and it was originally funded by the government of Libya. Please correct me when I make a mistake. Then that funding was cut off this past March, and the students were basically ordered or demanded to return to Libya, and they don't want to go back.
Well, that is kind of a split group. There are a few, and I don't mean a large number, but a few who did go back at their own discretion. But there are a large number who want to remain, and we have been trying to assist them with political asylum so that they will be able to remain at least until things stabilize in Libya and it's understood exactly in which direction the country is headed.
Well, my understanding also is that MSU stepped in to help try to keep them here and help them with classes and so forth to keep them here for a little bit longer. But where you come in is you heard about this story and then kind of went about assembling a team of attorneys to try to help work on the asylum. That cannot be an easy task, assembling the team. And I can't imagine the process of trying to get asylum.
Well, political asylum is a very, very complex issue, and there are some very stringent rules to qualify for political asylum. I am not an expert in that area, but several of the attorneys in our office are. There have been some wonderful individuals who've come together for this team and are very, very committed to the situation for these individuals who are here. They've been working on their degree, some of them for several years, and we're talking very intelligent, bright individuals, master's degrees, PhD degrees. Some are here, they're engineers, along with the diplomatic students that you mentioned. We have Cooley is helping on some research. We have some attorneys from the Grand Rapids Diocese. They have an immigration legal services program there. Wonderful attorney here who has probably handled the lion's share of these applications, Eugenia Zaks-Carney, who is in Okemos and practices there. So it's really been a fantastic operation to watch these individuals and their commitment. And all of this is really at no charge. It's all pro bono.
Well, and again, in the article mentions you may take on one of these kinds of cases a year, and to be taking on this number, what is the number that you're working with these students from Libya at this point?
Well, I'm guessing probably we're going to reach about 35. That's a rough estimate.
That's pretty astonishing.
Yes.
He says with an exhausted yes.
Well, and you're right. The university was very, very thoughtful. They stepped up and provided residence for them. They provided food. And, you know, we have to look at this in a different context because a number of these students have children who have been born here who are American citizens.
Yeah, there's a Facebook status called "It's Complicated," and this would be those situations. There's so many different pieces to this, aren't there?
Yes, and I think one of the most important issues right now is that for the students really to remain here, because the university has finally set a deadline for terminating their support. And for the students to remain here on their specific visas, they have to be able to pay for their own tuition. And because, as you said, the money was cut off, it's been frozen. And so even though it is in existence, it's frozen and they're not able to use it at this point. But a fund has been set up by the university, and contributions can be sent to the university for the Libyan Student Fund. It's limited for particular uses for the students' emergency needs, and is awarded only on a needs basis, and is controlled by the Office of International Students and Scholars at Michigan State.
What is your experience in looking at a situation like this? What is their future? What the hope is for them to do? They want to stay here long term. I mean, stay here, finish education, and go to work here.
No, I don't think that's true at all. I think they want to finish their educations, but on the other hand, the fear, and it's a natural fear for anybody, leaving and going back now, in many instances, will be certain death. I mean, it is that rigid over there. They know of family members who've been killed. They're just exposed to this. It's interesting. They start calling their families at evening here and stay up watching for all of the news that is available to them coming from Libya. And yet what they're experiencing and see if they're in their own homeland is such that if you put yourself in their shoes at this time, and I think the acid test for any of us would be, would you want to return with all of that uncertainty at this point in time?
Well, I'm sure when I said off the top, it's dramatic. That was an understatement. And being torn between having family there in a country that you have loved, but wanting to stay here, stay safe with the family they have here as well.
Yes, and I think that's true. It's just one of those temporary things. And I think most of them, if not all of them, want to go home. It's just the timing.
Well, it is timing. I thank you so much for being willing to talk to us about this and bring light to this subject and let us know how we can help as well with that fund set up. Thank you so much.
Well, and one little quickie.
Sure.
Jobs. Right now, the government just today has permitted the students to have employment on a temporary basis. And so if there are individuals with temporary jobs, that would be fantastic.
And also get a hold of the International Center to ask about that.
Yes, that would be good.
Very good. Well, thank you for adding that. That was a new piece of information. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.